like I already own it. Standing on top cause I earned this moment. I took what was mine, now I won't let go of it. Cause I'm a hustler, yeah I'm a hustler. Cause I'm a hustler, yeah I'm a hustler. I didn't cool from lungs, oh.
Hello again, everybody. This is Gary Roth with the Blue Collar Consulting Group podcast. Today, we are going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart in the sales world, and that is automotive sales. You go to any community of any size, and there is going to be at least probably more than one car dealership. Now, salespeople across the spectrum of time have been compared to used car salesmen, and the like. So listen, everybody has a car, everybody drives a car, and a vast majority of people bought their car from a car dealership. There's new and used and junkers and brand new and all spectrums in between for car sales. So we know what we're talking about. We know what we're doing. But now what I'm going to focus on today is how badly automotive sales establishments, okay, are missing the boat on social media. This stuff is absolutely absurd. With the low cost of what it takes to be successful in car sales with social media, I'm amazed that my feed is not filled with automotive ads. It blows my mind. I come from a small town in central Missouri. Rick Ball Chevrolet. In my town of 8,000 people, roughly, there used to be three car dealerships. Rick Ball, the Pontiac guy, and then a Ford one. But now it's Rick Ball everything. They bought everybody out. It's Rick Ball everything. And these guys, I graduated with the son, Ryan Ball. He is still on the radio in my hometown saying, "Oh, come on down, Mr. Irrelevant, la 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 la," still barking at you through the radio like they've been doing for 40 or 50 years. Now, somehow these guys have been managing to stay in business. I don't know if people feel loyal or what, but the problem is if most people go 20 minutes east to Columbia, go to Mockins or one of those other ones, they're probably going to get a better deal, but they still seem to be convinced that the better deal is right there in town, blowing your ears out on the radio. But instead, places like that, and really any other automotive place, I really think you could change your outlook by using social media. I don't want to get off track here. I'm literally flooded with ideas that I have to be careful that I don't go shotgun blast on you. So we're going to talk about the three areas of a car dealership and how they could be impacted by social media. The thing is, I probably shouldn't be sharing this because these ideas I should be getting paid for. But anyway, it hurts my heart so much. I'm going to follow the advice of the great Gary Vaynerchuk and give it away, and then life will take care of you. If you take care of life, it'll take care of you. So let's get into this. So there's basically three areas to a car dealership. If you're in the auto sales business, You already know this. There's the dealership itself. There's the salesman. And in a dealership, you could say that the support staff and things like that. We'll get to that. And then there's the service department. Okay, so there's like the dealership and its support staff, the sales crew, and then the service department. These are the kind of three big areas that we're going to talk about. All right, and we're going to talk about how social media will affect each and every one of those. All right, so first things first, let's talk a little bit about the dealership. All right, now the dealership does things as a whole. All right, so the dealership may do a radio ad. They may do some type of social media or Facebook ad. They're probably doing it poorly. They may do a TV ad, like on a local channel. They'll do that stupid thing where they pan through all their vehicles and they say, "Oh, the best deals in town, come on down." And they spew that same rhetoric that gives them the same amount of sales every stinking year. None of that stuff works as well as the salespeople think it does. I don't know if they're convinced by the media salesman or what. But anywho, social media is the way to go. You need to abandon your radio ads. You need to abandon your TV ads. Unless you're marketing to the demographic over 60, then you could probably do a radio ad, but there's even better ways to do that than just simply yelling about your dealership. And be honest, I mean, if we're being honest, the folks that listen to radio ads are dying soon, all right? So if you wanna be actually more effective with, and this is about ROI, so a return on your investment, so on the dollar. I mean, if you wanna just spew a radio message that's massively expensive and you get five people to walk through your dealership, why not spend $100 and have 50 people walk into your dealership? To me, that makes a lot of sense. And if you're leaving out a few of the old people, don't worry. They've been in that town long enough, they know where you're at. So let's get into some thoughts on the dealership as a whole. First things first, most dealerships, you're going to have flags, you have a lot of vehicles, you're going to have a bright, shiny building, you're going to have a lot of people going by your dealership. Chances are people know where you're located, all right? That's a good thing. Heavily trafficked areas, I get all that. So when you think about what you want to do on social media, you don't need to worry about spewing your address every 5 minutes. People know where you are. What you need to do with social media is to build a relationship. All right, come on. Everybody knows in any kind of sales, especially in 2018 and beyond, it's about building a relationship. And you have an awesome and wonderful opportunity to build a relationship through social media. All right, people see it. People can see you. People can see your building. And more importantly, they can hear you. They can hear what you're trying to say. So if you're the owner of a dealership, listen to what I'm about to say. You can run ads for your dealership that showcase your history, your heritage, your family, and so forth. What you can do as a dealership is you can talk about how your father first opened the dealership in 1915 or 1960 or 1985, whatever the case may be. You can pan some pictures on there of showing when the dealership was first open. You can talk about some of your first employees. You, as the owner of the dealership, can be on camera telling your story in a very classy and professional way so that you can pull on those heartstrings of, you know, buying locally and supporting local small business and taking part in a heritage and history and things like that. So you can pull on those heartstrings by simply sharing your story of your history and your heritage. And the longer you've been in business, the better. So you become part of the community landscape. So you can take advantage of that pull. You can take advantage of that attractive feature of your business. Now, when you talk about, you know, heritage and history, family rolls right into that. There's a lot of family-owned dealerships. You know, you can talk about father, son, father, daughter, whatever, and you can showcase your family. You can showcase your family working together. You know, hire a quality photographer or videographer to come in there and shoot these scenes. I'm telling you, you spend a little bit of money on the video, it's going to pay off dividends when you're running this thing as an ad on social media. You only have to shoot this video once a year. You can run this crap all year long, maybe even 2 years, all right? So you have a content library that you can use to establish and promote the dealership as a whole. One of the things that we need to get into here is testimonials. Get real people telling their real story on camera, all right? That promotes the dealership as a whole. You can also do it for the sales staff specifically, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But think about having satisfied local customers coming on your social media channel, or you promoting an ad that Mary Sue Smith and her three kids bought their van from your dealership and they have just loved it. You can show a picture of them. They can do like a 15-second clip of them using the van in their daily routine. Shit, go to their house and clean everything up like a week after they've had it and like kind of show the routine. And then you're putting people in your vehicle ahead of time. Don't you want that? Don't you want people in your vehicle? That's what you need to do. And you can do that with social media. You can do that with a camera. You can do that with a testimonial. You can do written testimonials, of course. You can do, audio testimonials to get that on your radio ad instead of just you barking about your dealership. Get a testimonial. Shape that testimonial that's authentic and helpful. Not just, I bought my dealership at Bob Smith Ford. You should go down to Bob Smith Ford and buy a dealership. No. Shape that narrative. Get the good customers to say, you know, Bob Smith Ford has always been a part of my family. We'll always do this, whatever. Have you seen the USAA commercials, the USAA Bank? They talk about USAA members for life. Why can't you get some testimonials from customers doing, we'll be Bob Smith Ford customers for life? All right, you can build that loyalty through testimonial. So do that. You got to pick out good customers. You got to shape that narrative. You got to do the right thing because that stuff works. It's powerful, all right? It's powerful stuff. And you don't have to take my word for it. I mean, you could look around, all right? First of all, if you were to nail it on social media, you'd be so far ahead of your competition. It's mind-blowing. Like, I look on this crap for this crap every day, and I just don't see it. I don't see anybody doing it. Or if I do see it, they do a little bit here and there. They do it crappy. It doesn't work immediately, and then they automatically think, well, Facebook just doesn't work. It sucks, whatever. All right, so as you're promoting the dealership as a whole, the next thing that you have to do is look at, like, your administrative staff, okay? These are the people that are, you know, doing the financing, maybe the sales manager, they might be want to be tied into the salespeople, whatever, the greeter, you know, all these people that make up your, what I would call, like, your headquarters staff. You can highlight these people and you can talk about how you'll be treated at the dealership. You can take a tour of your dealership. You can talk about clean restrooms and hot coffee and come on down and let's share a popcorn. And you can show the sales room and you can show people talking and meeting and hanging out in your sales rooms and things like that. And you can promote an atmosphere in your dealership that's warm and welcome and inviting, low pressure, relationship building, community. You can shape that narrative with social media, but it has to be constant and it has to be consistent, all right? Stop paying for outdated radio ads. Stop jumping on the TV to showcase a flyover of your dealership. Nobody cares that you have 50,000 vehicles. Nobody gives a crap about that. They care about being taken care of and being treated with respect and integrity. They want to have an honest place where they can go and make one of the largest purchases of their life. Please remember, car dealership people, you are facilitating one of the biggest financial decisions that a human being will make in their entire lives. That is not only an extreme honor and privilege, that is a massive responsibility. And if you're trying to be janky or sneaky about it, I hate you with every thread of my body. However, if you want to get ahead, then shape the narrative that's coming out of your dealership. And you do that through social media, local social media, targeted YouTube ads, targeted local Facebook ads, and things like that. That's just how it works. You can jump on Twitter, LinkedIn. You can hyper connect with people locally. Social media is where it's at, all right? And I'm not asking you to do everything at once all today, but what I am saying is that you can start to shape your narrative by social media. You can build or improve on the reputation that you have, and you can touch an entirely new audience, including those that were not previously interested in a car. I promise you. All right? So that's the dealership as a whole. All right? That's good stuff. Let's talk about the sales staff. If you are in automotive sales, this is where you start to tune in. Dudes, gals, ladies, and everything in between, you're missing out on an opportunity. When it's rainy out and you have to do your phone calls or whatever bullshit the sales manager has you doing, you need to be hacking away on social media. You need to be opening up a car. You need to be taking your camera phone and you need to be giving people a virtual tour of the vehicle. Long time ago, there was one of the many market crashes or whatever. People weren't buying cars, blah, blah, whatever. There was a dealership, probably in New York City. I don't care. It doesn't matter. They would take brand new cars out to these social gatherings, these meetings of the moneymakers and stuff like that, and they would allow them as a party favor to test drive these brand new cars. You know as well as I do, when you test drive a brand new car and then you have to jump in your junked out Volvo to go home, what do people want to do? They want to drive a new car. You can give complete strangers the new car feeling by simply involving your social media. Let me give you an example. You strap on a little GoPro, put it to your chest, whatever. You open up this brand new shiny car. You get in it. You fire that engine up. You rev it up, whatever. You're looking at the dashboard. You're looking at all the fancy lights and the windshield, and you put your hands on that steering wheel, and you look in the back seat, and you're touching the leather, and you're talking about the car, and you take off for a test drive, and maybe you catch some people on the street looking at you, and you turn in heads of a lady or something like that, and you You get out and you like you give a virtual test drive of this car. This is not a simple walk around. This is a complete tour of this car. Notice I'm using the word tour, not a show and tell, okay? Not a showing, but a tour, all right? And everywhere in it, you're talking about features. You're talking about quality. You're having fun with it. You're laughing. You're making jokes. Man, look at the glove box in there. You could put a 22-ounce soda in there. You know, have fun with it. One person at a time. No shadows. Do it. Have a little bit of quality. Don't just walk around. You know, put a little music to it. Actually give a shit about the quality of the video that you're putting out, all right? So take some time and do this. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't need fancy software. Just start somewhere, but give a tour of the car, not a walk around. Turn it on. Drive the freaking thing with you in it, or have somebody ride with you and talk about it as you're driving like Car and Driver does, but make it local. Tell them that this car could be yours, this beautiful machine. You know, test drive the thing on video. When you get new arrivals, as they're coming off the truck, shoot a video of that. As they're prepped for the dealership, or as they're prepped for the showroom, video that stuff. Don't let people discover these beautiful cars if they just happen to walk on your parking lot. Jiminy Christmas, be proactive. Go after them. Talk about every single feature. But do it in layman's terms. Also, have stuff in there for the advanced person. Talk about the braking system. You know, talk about trunk space, beautiful color, shiny dashboard, wide tires, engine, fuel efficiency. Talk about it all. Open up a minivan, for crying out loud. Show the onboard vacuum. Show the different lights. Show people how to take out the freaking seats. You know, show them how easy it is to start. Show the remote unlock. Talk about all these features that come with it. Talk about the year service on XM radio. Talk about this car thoroughly, just like you would if somebody was asking about it in person. Just think, you could give a tour of a car for 20 or 30 minutes, and you could broadcast that to 1,000 people. You've just given 1,000 test drives. I don't know what your conversion rates are, but my guess is when people test drive a car, they typically buy it. So just imagine if you were giving 1,000 test drives a week, how much better would your sales be? Not only that, this gives you the opportunity to show your personality. You get to become a face on the screen, and the more often you do it, the more often you put yourself out there, the more comfortable people are with you already. What if you had 100,000 views on a funny video you made on a car that went viral? Now you're a celebrity. Now people come to you and they're honored because you're taking time out of your busy celebrity schedule to sell them a car. All right? This is the kind of stuff that you can do. This is not just some arbitrary thing that you try. If you fully commit to doing these video tours and constantly pushing these Facebook ads, YouTube ads, Instagram ads, for crying out loud. These things are so dirt cheap. You can do them local. Why are you not having a beautifully shined car on full display with you standing next to it, thumbs up, hey. You know, why are you not doing that? Why are you not doing targeted ads to 45-year-old men with, you know, sports car interests on Facebook? Why are you not doing that? Why are you not starting a Facebook group and manually adding people that you know into it? Why are you not pushing this stuff on Facebook? It's right there for your taking. And if you're afraid to spend $50 a week on a local ad that you make, well then get out of car sales, man, because you're missing a huge opportunity for new business. Return business too. Hey, I bought a car from that guy. I tell you what, I bought my Durango because I'm a little bit different. I went in there, I knew what I wanted, I got it. But if I were to ever go back again, I would go back to my guy, kid, Griffith, man. This guy took really good care of me. He's a young kid. I love the dude. He got out of my way. He read me right. It was good to go. So, you know, just imagine what you can do if you establish that rapport early, all right? You have a massive opportunity right in front of you to increase your sales by leveraging social media. It's not expensive. A lot of the times it's free. It allows you creativity. You're going to build rapport. There's a lot of things that you can do ahead of time with social media. You are preparing the battle space for you to win. All right. Here's a bonus tip. People look up how-to videos constantly. YouTube is the second largest search engine right behind Google. Most people, an overwhelming majority of people, look for how-to videos. If you do how-to videos on every car in your parking lot, how to change a tire, how to hook up the Bluetooth, how to pop the trunk, how to reset the oil change indicator. If you did helpful videos, how-to videos of that based on the year, make, model, do you know how massively popular your YouTube channel would be? Do you know how massively popular your dealership would be? Oh, and by the way, if you want to buy a car, come on down. Seriously. Not to mention, if you really blow up, you could sell ad space on there too. So that's a little something on the side for you there, Mr. Dealer Man. Or woman. Take it easy. So you could build a YouTube library. Again, give the virtual tour. Talk about the sales process. Talk about how you're going to establish a relationship. Come off friendly. Don't come off salesy. Don't slick your hair back and wear your snakeskin boots, all right? Be genuine. Be honest. Talk about your history. Every salesman should have, every salesperson, whatever. You know what? Look, it's salesman. Human is human, okay? It's a person. It's a human being. M-A-N is the derivative. Human, man, singular, male. Woman is the female. When I say salesman, I mean a person in sales. I'm not going to say salesperson. Sorry for the rant. Back on track. So, as a salesman, you should have your own video introduction. It should talk about you, your children, your spouse, blah, 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 all this other crap. Make you likable. Send that link on every freaking email that you send out on your signature block, on your emails and marketing materials, stuff like that. Have that link on there. Boom. So they can see who you are ahead of time. Push that out on your social media. Run an ad of just that on your Facebook ads. I mean, come on, let's go. This is good stuff. You say it's about creating relationships. Well, if you're just waiting at a parking lot with your hand up, waving at the next sucker to drive on, you're missing the boat on building a relationship, all right? That's not how you got your spouse. That's not how you got your girlfriend, boyfriend. You had to go out and get that thing, right? So go out and get customers. Go out and show the world how you're a good person and make it happen, Captain. You can do it. It's too easy. All right, so... And that's the other thing too. You could talk about another kind of bonus tip too. You could talk about the, like I say, the buying process. You can have your previous customers give testimonials about you specifically. That's very helpful. You could do a lot of things and explain the process. You could be the face that gives a tour of the dealership. When you buy from us, you're going to have a great sales staff here. Here's a sales manager. We've been at it for a long time. We've got Billy Bob Thornton, a great deal on a 19-whatever caravan, blah, blah, blah. You know, you obviously make it more interesting than that, but talk about what you've done. Talk about the people that you've helped that are local. Get those testimonials on there. This is good stuff, all right? This is good stuff. All right, finally, the last thing we need to talk about is the service department. All right, service department's a big deal, all right? You know, talk about what it's like to get service there. Talk about the quality of service. Talk about the speed of service. And more than anything, this kind of goes to the owner or manager, whatever. Show off your waiting room. And if your waiting room is not show off worthy, you're doing it wrong. All right, BMW waiting rooms, they have desks where people can work. Have coffee, have soda, have water, have snacks available, have a comfortable space. Not a row of chairs in front of a TV. That is not a good waiting room. You're missing out. This is a small investment that yields tremendous dividends. If your service department is making money, you're making money. And if you don't mind waiting in the waiting room, you don't mind bringing your car in there to service. Trust me, this is real stuff. Make it inviting. Put it near your showroom. Let the people waiting see the new cars instead of fixing their old piece of crap. That's an easy strategy, right? Have your waiting room lined with new cars. This kind of stuff works, gang. I'm telling you. The successful ones do it. And if you don't do it, you're missing out on free opportunity. All right, it's too easy. All right, so yeah, talk about the procedures. Have the service manager come on. Have a helpful library of videos on what to expect. You could even get out in front of this and do helpful maintenance reminders from your friendly folks down here at Bob Smith Ford. You know, all the things that you can do that people are searching for service, maintenance, updates. Oh, it's getting cold. Squirt 5 PSI in your tires, whatever. You can do all these things on video, on social media. You become a helpful resource. You're local. People will find you. People will come to you because you've established that level of trust. You don't have to take my word for it. This crap works. I promise you. All right. Show off that waiting area. All right. Listen, that is a crap load of information in less than 30 minutes. Like, I get it. I get it. I'm going to be emailing this to automotive dealerships because I believe so strongly in it. You're missing out on social media. Stop doing that. Stop missing out on social media. Use it to showcase you. Showcase people. Social media is social. It's not product driven. Stop showcasing the car so dang much and showcase your salespeople in a professional and genuine way that builds relationships. People don't have a relationship with their car, and if they do, they're on that weird show called Strangelove. No, they build relationships with people. You can get out ahead of the relationship game by putting yourself out there on social, salespeople, dealership, etc. It should be a team effort, everybody chugging towards the same goal. Your sales will increase, your reputation will improve, and at the end of the day, you'll be way more profitable. All right, listen, my name is Gary Roth. Please tell somebody you love them today. Head on over to bluecollarconsultinggroup.com. You can head over to the resource page. I got some stuff listed over there. You can hear this podcast again everywhere. You can also check out the blog. You can check out the YouTube channel if you need some motivation, inspiration, and the like. But please, give us a like, give us a subscribe. If you're doing something that I haven't mentioned here that's really good, go ahead and let me know, because I always learn, and hopefully you're learning as well. And if you're not, you're doing it wrong. So listen, this is good stuff. Put yourself on camera. Put yourself out there in the world. It will yield results, but you got to stick with it. Tell somebody you love them. I'll see you guys really soon. Yeah, I'm a hustler. Yeah, I'm a hustler. Cause I'm a hustler. Yeah, I'm a